The cleanup addresses toxic lead and arsenic left behind when the smelter closed more than a century ago. This plan would allow work to start on some 27 properties known to have high risk. Depending on feedback, it could involve replacing as much as 18 inches of soil in affected yards. Project manager Sabrina Forrest says they'll work with homeowners to determine the best options for replanting the properties.
Pueblo can be very dry and dusty, and having some sort of cover over the clean soils is great, and that really helps keep our remedy for the long term.
The plan also includes indoor dust cleanup. Public meetings will be held August 8th through 10th, with comments accepted through August 14th. Once the plan is finalized, work is likely to begin around the end of the year. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Shauna Lewis in Pueblo.